Congratulations, Coach. Nice win.
Thanks. Well, it's certainly good to be here this week talking about the AFC Championship game. So, you know, players really did a good job yesterday and had a good week of practice and made enough plays to win. So it wasn't perfect, but made enough plays to win. And it's good to be moving on.
Hey, what happens in a situation where you lose a couple key players early in the game? You've obviously got the game plan. Some of it, I'm sure, is dealing with those players. Do you make a lot of changes in the game plan, or does it just work down the depth chart? You constantly say, if a guy's not here, we just move to the next guy and ask him to step up. Do you run a lot of the same stuff for that next guy?
Well, I think it depends on the guy. You know, some guys, you know, like Shane could do a lot of the things that Woody did, and that really wasn't a big problem. Gronk's got a unique skill set. There's not many Gronks out there,
right.
So when he left the game, we had to make some adjustments in some of the things we did with him, but Shane did a good job of stepping in there and really, I mean, he practiced a lot of things that Danny would have done and stepped in and did pretty well.
Now, you made a point of saying before the game that it's very difficult to kind of run away from a team twice in the season, a good football team like Houston. And you have 41 points on them in December, and you wound up getting 41 points on them yesterday. Would you say that they were the same kind of games, or would you look at it and say, you know, you were able to take advantage of a play here or a play there? I mean, was it just a continuation of what you did in December?
No, I think it was a different game. You know, we got off to a slow start and, you know, gave them 3 points right off the bat. We're lucky it wasn't worse than that. Then we seemed to kind of gain control of the game, and we got it to 17-3, and then give up another long kickoff return, then give up a couple easy runs, and they're in the end zone. Now it's 17-10, and then we go 3-and-out, give it right back to them, and they kick a field goal. You know, it was a good kick by Shane Graham there at the end of the half, make it 17-13. And, you know, we let them right back in the game. Then we kind of regained control of the game in the third quarter, and then you know, they made a little run in the fourth, and, you know, Rob made the interception, then Rob came up with the onside kick. You know, those are big plays, and, you know, fortunately we got far enough ahead. You know, they had to go four and fourth down. We stopped and turned that into points. So, you know, I think the game got away from a little bit there at the end of the third quarter, but, you know, it was pretty competitive. We were sweating it out.
I do want to ask you, at one point, the CBS cameras caught you after the Vereen touchdown. He kind of looked up. And you were talking to the defense, I think, and you just went back to talk to the defense. And it was, I'm sure you were happy to have the touchdown, but it wasn't an overreaction either way. And I'm wondering if part of what percentage of coaching, in your opinion, is maintaining your composure when things go great, instead of, you know, jumping up on the sideline, oh, yeah, it's great. Or if things, you know, go poorly, just getting so down. What percentage would you say maintaining a just an even keel is a part of what you do?
Well, I think for you know, everybody has their own personality and coaching style and all that. I'd say for me, it's a pretty big part of it. You know, I got to make, you know, I'm responsible for a lot of decisions out there for the football team and need to make good ones. And I think that comes with being composed, being able to think, being able to understand the information from the coaches that you're getting from on the headset and managing the situation. So, you know, I think the cheering and all that, that's what the fans are there for, and that's great. But, you know, we really all have a job to do on the field, and I think it's important that we focus on that job and do it well. We don't really need to get more guys cheering on the sideline. We've got plenty of them in the stands.
even with 41 points, it looked like your offense could have played a little bit better. Were there things that you wanted your offense to do better?
Well, sure, yeah. We got off to a slow start there. We, you know, first play, we cut two guys loose in the backfield. We had a couple negative runs. A couple penalties hurt us. You know, we had a first down called back on a penalty. We had another penalty that put us in second and 25 or whatever it was. So, you know, we missed some guys in the running game. We dropped a couple balls. We had a couple penalties. You know, again, not taking anything away from the Texans, but those are plays that, you know, we did a lot to hurt ourselves on those, and you know, penalties and drop balls, and not missed blocks, but just flat out not blocking a guy in the middle of the backfield. I mean, you can't make yards on those kind of plays. So we left some things out there.
Yeah, running game is a bigger part of your offense this year than we've seen in the last couple of years. How much of that is the way teams are playing you, because you've spread everybody out in your offense, and they're putting nickel and dime out there, extra DBs? Or is it a matter of you feel more comfortable with the running personnel that you have right now?
Well, I mean, I think we're comfortable with our personnel. We have, you know, good offensive line. I think those guys work well together. And they execute pretty well, and that's been that way for a while. Our backs have been productive. But sometimes it just comes down to execution, and sometimes it's opportunity. And we try to get good plays out there, and sometimes we feel like we have a better matchup throwing the ball than we do running it, depending on how the team's playing us. So, you know, we've had games where we've had big running games, we've had big passing games, we've had games where we're balanced. So the most important thing for me is to score points. You know, that's what the offense needs to do, is get out there and score points. So if we're running it, if we're throwing it, if we're balanced, you know, if we're moving the ball and scoring points, then we're doing a good job and we're happy. And if we're not, then even if we are moving the ball without the points, it's not really where you need to be. So,
when those quick offensive plays that you have in your repertoire, are those called by Brady on the field, or is that something that's scheduled before you guys go in for the series?
It could be either. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be either. Sometimes we go in there saying, well, this is, we want to play at this pace, and we're going to try to, you know, these are the six or seven plays we're going to run, and, you know, we might call four of them or three of them, but kind of these are the ones to be alert for. And then sometimes we get into a drive and get into a situation where we call one of those, and then that triggers everybody to get up to the line quickly and run the play that was called. And part of the play call is to go fast. Mm-hmm. So we have certain things that can trigger that. But we don't do it all the time, and I don't think, hopefully, the defense isn't sure when we are and when we aren't going to do it, so they kind of have to be ready for it, but and prepare for it. But sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't.
There are some great finishes in the games this weekend. Your game was not one of those great finishes, but there's a lot to argue over and debate over in terms of strategy. I'd like to get your take on the end of the Atlanta Seattle game, 28-20.
Yeah, I didn't really see it.
Oh, well, just in terms of this, and not in specifically this game, but just this situation. 28-27, Atlanta is trailing. 13 seconds left. They bring out Matt Bryant for a 49-yard field goal, and he nails it. So you still have, you know, 8 seconds left in the game. How do you feel about the kickoff in that situation? Do you feel like a squib to prevent a return, or do you just go with the chances and kick it deep? Saying well,
I think it. You know, I think there's a place for both. Let's put it that way. You know, if you remember back to the 03 Super Bowl, we had that situation against Carolina, and Adam kicked made the kick, and then we kicked off, and we anticipated Carolina coming in with their, you know, their all their skill players, so they were going to lateral the ball and, you know, keep it alive and just, you know, do the Cal play, you know. So we kicked it deep and kicked it down to the goal line, and then that took all those guys kind of out of the play because we were down there and we got past them. I mean, they weren't really in there to block. It was a bunch of receivers and backs and stuff, and so we got back down there and made the play. I think if, you know, the regular kickoff return team is in there and set up and they're, you know, a good return team, then you might want to think about, like we did in the game yesterday, you know, kind of blooping it down there in the corner to keep it out of the returner's hands, because they have the return people set up in there. So I think there's a couple different ways you can look at that. And some of that depends on where you feel like you're at. I mean, if you feel like your kicker can touchback it, then there's something to be said for just touchbacking it, you know, if you really feel that strongly, that confident about it. So I think there's a place for all those strategies depending on your team and what you anticipate them doing and so forth. I didn't really see the game. You know, we were out warming up, and it was right there before we played. So I'm not sure exactly what did or didn't happen in that game.
On the fumble, forward progress, first of all, were you satisfied with the answer you got there on the field? And should that be a reviewable play?
Well, no.
It seemed very quick,
no.
Though.
Well, once the officials say forward progress, the play's over. It doesn't matter what happens after that. The play's, it's done. So that's what they ruled. They ruled forward progress, which means that the play's over and it can't be challenged. There's nothing to challenge. It's over at that
right.
point. So that was, you know, again, at that point, I didn't know exactly what the call was. When they explained that this is what we're calling, then, I mean, I knew we couldn't challenge it. I mean, it didn't look to me like it was. It was a pretty marginal call, but it doesn't matter. Once they call forward progress, that's it.
And the same with Brandon Lloyd tossing the ball towards the ref, saying that nothing you can challenge about that either. Unsportsmanlike. Although it didn't look like there was much intent on embarrassing anyone. It just looked like he just tossed it without the referee seeing it. So,
right.
So you never know.
Special teams, the kickoff coverage, obviously had trouble in two plays. Been pretty good through the course of the season. Is that something, Jacoby Jones this week, is that something you probably spend a little bit more time because there were some breakdowns?
Well, we'd spend a lot of time on it anyway, and especially with Jacoby Jones, but we didn't have a good day. It was really three long returns. The other one went to midfield before, and then we had the horse collar tackle on top of it, so it ended up being about a 60-yard field position play. So, absolutely, wasn't something we did very well, and I'm sure that Baltimore will look at that, and whether they have that return in or not, we got to be ready to defend it. I can't imagine that they wouldn't think about putting it in anyway. So, but it was a pretty basic return. I mean, it was a middle return, so. It'd be easy enough for anybody to do. We didn't do a very good job of it, and we definitely need to improve that.
One of the Ravens players came out earlier in one of your favorite forums, Twitter. It was talking about the Patriots, on and on. And I want to ask you about that. I want to ask you in general, your players haven't done that before games, and when did that start? When did you, when and why did you decide that, okay, this is not what we're going to do? Is this something that you were taught as a young coach? Were you an athlete and a coach told you that? When did that become a philosophy that has carried on to the Patriots today?
Well, I just think the game is about playing. Make your statement out there when you play. So talk about anything you want. That doesn't really mean anything. Try to encourage our players and our team to focus on the task at hand, on the game, and go out there and perform well on Sunday. That's all that really matters. So.
And you still haven't signed up for Twitter yet?
No, I'm not on my Twitter, my face,
yearbook,
whatever else it is.
How physical is this team you're facing Sunday night? You've seen them. You know them very, very well. It always seems when these games are over, there are a lot of guys hurting.
Well, yeah, the Ravens are a physical football team. They're a good football team. They're a big offensive line, good back. And defensively, good front, physical front. Got some big guys in the secondary. Pollard's a physical guy. Kerry Williams. Ed Reed's really, I think he's been as physical this year as he has at any point in his career, crossing patterns and guys coming inside, things like that. So they're physical in the kicking game. And it's a physical football team. And we are too. We've had some great matchups with them. Games that have come right down to the last possession, the last play, and that's what we got to try to get ready for this week. And it'll be that kind of game.
Early in the season, you got beat, victimized by some big plays. You seem to really clean that up during the course of the season. This is a team that kind of relies on those big plays, don't they? We saw it this weekend.
Sure, absolutely. They beat Denver with it. They're very good at getting the ball down the field. They've got some big receivers, and of course, the quarterback's good. Tight ends are good players too, but those receivers can hit those home run balls. And of course, Ray Rice is as dangerous as anybody when he gets in some open space. So they're a very explosive team offensively, and in the kicking game, we're gonna have to do a good job on that. It's every play. You can't play four or five good plays against them and then miss one. It could be an 80-yard touchdown. So you really just got to be on point on every play.
The Ravens didn't finish the season on a particularly strong note, but they seem to have turned it around in the playoffs. What are they doing different that you've seen in the playoffs so far?
Well, as I mentioned, they made a couple changes there on their offensive line. Mm-hmm. Putting McKinney left tackle, bumping over to the right side, and moving Smalley inside the guard, so along with Yanda and of course Burks in the center. So they've juggled things around a little bit, but that's one change. Otherwise, not a whole lot. They've had some guys banged up that they've had to replace along the way, but they've gotten Lewis back. I guess that's a change for them too. But fundamentally they're similar to what we saw in the first game. Like all teams, they've evolved a little bit over the course of the season, but they're still pretty much the Ravens. I don't see a lot of major changes.
We know the Coach's Hour is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, and it's time now for the Coach's Question of the Week. Brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz dealers and their winter event going on right now at your local Mercedes-Benz dealers on the web at mbusa.com. And I had a different question of the week from, and I hope this person will forgive me. I feel like I have to give it to a little kid from Connecticut, Bill, named Billy, who okay. Glenn hung up on.
It's unbelievable.
A little, just a poor little 11.
Do you hate puppies too, Glenn?
A curious fan.
Go ahead, Santa. Go ahead. Keep your
fan,
show, Santa.
And
ahead.
He hung up on him. So, Billy, here you go.
Just adhering to the rules, Mike.
Yeah, so. Bill Belichick answering your question on this. Who's the most improved player this year on the Patriots?
Oh, boy. Well, Billy, that's a tough one. I think we all have improved. Be hard to single out one guy. Would really be hard to single out one guy. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it. You know, when you have the kind of year that we've had, you know, we've won 13 games, and we've had a lot of guys like Shane Vereen that didn't play a lot last year, or Stephen Ridley or Jermaine Cunningham, and guys like that didn't have a lot of playing time that have stepped in and given us a lot of, important plays. But, you know, you have other guys who did play a lot last year, like the Nate Solders and guys like that have gotten even better. And then you've had some rookies come in, and certainly they've improved a lot over the course of the year. You know, Hightower and Justin Francis and, you know, guys like that. Nate Ebner in a kicking game. So, that's a tough one.
I gave him Ridley. They didn't like my answer.
Okay. I gave him the same answer that Bill gave him. There's so many guys that have
improved.
No,
you didn't. You hung up on it. I didn't hang up on an 11-year-old kid.
Paul Kruger's had a great, great season.
Yes.
And when they had a lot of injuries during the course of the season, he really plugged an awful lot of holes. Where's the improvement there?
Well, their edge pass rush has really been solid. Kruger's given them a big lift, and, of course, they have Suggs back now. So, but, you know, Kruger's, he's long. He's got good length, good quickness off the edge, and plays hard. You know, he's a tough player that really, you know, fights you all the time. So. He sometimes outworks the lineman and, you know, gets sacks late because of his effort and his hustle and that kind of thing. So, but he's got good length, good pass rush technique. He does a good job for him.
We were talking about this with Vince earlier. There's some teams you can just feel it, Bill. They come in here, and this offense pounds them for a while, and you can almost see them breaking sometime in the third or early fourth quarter. Baltimore does not seem to be the type of team that will come in here and it all get intimidated. How much of that do you spend, especially talking to some of the younger players you have, that they're a little bit different? They're tested. They've been here before. They've had success here before. And they don't seem to be afraid of the Patriots.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that they're a physically tough and mentally tough football team. Starting with their coach and their veteran players and just their overall program, that's the way they are. And, you know, we went down there and, you know, we're kind of in the same situation. You know, we made a big fourth down stop in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was, you know, it was a battle. I mean, it came down to a kick, a real close kick. But, we had a lot of pass interference calls, a lot of penalties in that game, and the game didn't have a great flow to it. Whether the kick would have been good or not at the end, I mean, forget about all that, you know, in terms of winning and losing, just the overall game. You know, it was very competitive, but there was, you know, another element of it that was a little bit, different. So, there's nothing there's any question about their mental and physical toughness. You know, they went up to Denver and kept battling, you know, give up two long returns for touchdowns and get behind with whatever it was, 30 seconds, 40 seconds to go in the game, no timeouts, make a play, make plays in overtime. I mean, how many times did Denver have the ball in overtime? They have like three possessions, you know, whatever it was. So, I don't think there's any question about that. They've been in big games. They've won a lot of big games. So have we. It should be a heck of a football game.
You put them in the foxhole, they're fighting back. No question about that one.
Well, they're going down swinging, and we will too. I mean, I think both teams will come out there and just slug away. And, you know, team that executes the best. I don't know if there's a big edge one way or the other, but it just comes down to, you know, who performs the best on Sunday. You know, last year doesn't matter. Last week doesn't matter. Some game in September doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is the competition between the two teams this week on Sunday afternoon.
And should
we'll
be
see how it comes out.
Should be a good one. Bill Belichick.
Sounds good. Thanks, Glenn. Steve, Michael, thank you.
Hey, Bill Belichick, right here on the Big Show.